Good Monday morning. All this is Femi OK. The takeaways, Femi OK, sitting in for John and Celeste today. Now, we are going to follow up on a story from a listener. Last week, Takeaway and WDET listener Christina Tobin from Southeast Michigan told us that she believes she was not given a job because her credit didn't check out.
I met with the HR rep, and the first thing he hands me is an authorization for a credit report. And then I said, well, unfortunately, I was forced into filing bankruptcy last year. So he leaves the room, and he comes back and says, no, for this position or higher with our company, you must have a certain credit level. And if
really?
You get a bankruptcy in the last 24 months, you do not qualify.
Christina called in after we did a story about Kaplan Higher Education Corporation being sued by the Equal Opportunities Commission for checking the credit scores of potential employees, a practice the EEOC says results in discrimination against African American job applicants. Well, after we spoke with Christina, we got a call from another Takeaway listener, bankruptcy attorney Clinton Hubble, who was outraged to hear her story. He joins us now from Southeast Michigan. Clinton, good morning. Why were you so angry when you heard about what had happened to Christina?
Well, I don't know if it was a matter of anger, Femi, but I listened to her story, and it seems like if the facts are correct, that particular employer didn't even run her credit report when they left the room. And if that's true, they might have engaged in bankruptcy discrimination.
So Christina told us that it was her accountant who told her to declare bankruptcy. But now there seems like there were some very severe consequences. Was that good advice or bad advice?
Yeah, I don't know that any accountant should be engaged in giving bankruptcy advice, especially since the giving of bankruptcy advice is sort of a regulated thing anymore. And the Supreme Court has recently held that, and they really should consult a bankruptcy attorney for that kind of advice.
So you are a bankruptcy attorney. What do you advise your clients to do?
Well, if they're a job seeker, I often get the question in my office, what effect is this going to have on my ability to get employment? My answer is often, I don't know. It depends largely on whether the employer, the potential employer, is going to permissibly use a credit report in conjunction with the hiring process.
So what should people do when going for a job interview? Should they actually be honest about their bankruptcy? Should they just say, look, hands up, this is my situation?
I frankly don't think that that's something that needs to be volunteered unless it's specifically asked for. I certainly encourage people to be truthful because, you know, there are consequences for not being truthful in the employment application process. But if it's not asked of you, I don't necessarily think it's something that needs to be volunteered.
Now, of course, I have to say we've only heard one side of the story. We haven't heard from employers. Why do you think, from their point of view, they might be reluctant to hire somebody who's been in bankruptcy?
Well, I think that there's a number of things that go into it, but I believe that they're impermissibly allowed to infer dishonesty or presume that somehow a bankrupt person who is looking for employment is going to be less than candid or is going to maybe steal from them or something. I don't know what is going through their heads, but they've made a business decision that they require a certain credit rating in the employment hiring process. And I think that a lot of those presumptions are incorrect, that I don't necessarily think people who have filed bankruptcy are dishonest. They're simply unfortunate. And it's never made a lot of sense to me that you deny somebody who's bankrupt employment because often they have less of a debt obligation than most of the rest of us and therefore are probably less likely to be dishonest in the workplace.
It also seems to be a little out of step with the times, Clinton. So many people are looking for work right now and are in dire financial circumstances. Are you noticing any change in attitude towards people who have been made bankrupt?
I don't know if there's a change in attitude toward them. I certainly feel like there's less of a stigma attached to it, particularly here in my district. We have one of the busier bankruptcy courts in the United States. That's the Eastern District of Michigan. And there tends to be a lot of overlap right now between people who have been forced into bankruptcy in some form and who are seeking employment. So I anticipate that this particular problem is going to continue, and there's going to be litigation on it.
Now, when you contacted us, you did say that Christina's story was basically it's a matter of civil liberties. Can you explain that a bit more?
I believe that, you know, bankruptcy rights are civil rights, and there, you know, the bankruptcy code itself has protections against discriminatory treatment in it. You know, much as you know, race is a protected class and gender is a protected class, I believe, and at least with respect to the employment process, you know, a bankrupt debtor enjoys some civil protections.
So if Christina or any of our other listeners find themselves in a situation where they are being discriminated against for their bankruptcy background, what should they do?
Well, I think the first thing is contact an attorney and at least discuss it with them. One of the problems with this particular issue is that it's very difficult to prove. It's often the word of a person who's looking for employment against an employer. And, of course, the bankruptcy can't be the sole factor for terminating someone or discriminating with respect to that employment. So they can dream up 100 other things to use against somebody who's seeking work. So really what you need to prove these cases is either somebody from inside the employer, a whistleblower,
right,
or we need something to collect a bunch of data on these job seekers who are being denied employment on the basis of credit.
All right. Clinton, we're going to leave that there. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Takeaway. Clinton Hubbell, Takeaway listener and bankruptcy attorney. He listened to our show last week, and he also joined in our conversation. You can too, 1-877-8-MY-TAKE. You're listening to The Takeaway.